here's a story from The World.
In an historic ruling last week in Oklahoma, the Cherokee Nation ended a decades-long debate about citizenship status in their tribe. The phrase, by blood, was removed from the tribe's constitution. As Allison Herrera reports, the news comes as relief for many in the Cherokee Nation, but not everyone is happy about it.
When Marilyn Van heard the news last week, she was stunned.
Well, I was very surprised, you know, to read that.
Van was paying close attention to the decision because she's running for a seat on the Cherokee Nation's Tribal Council. Last month, shortly after she did the routine task of filing her paperwork at the Tribal Nation's election office, her candidacy was challenged by another citizen. Why? Because Van is a Cherokee freedman descendant. Freedmen were formerly enslaved people held by the Cherokee Nation before they were removed to Oklahoma on the Trail of Tears. This other citizen pointed to the word by blood in the Constitution, meaning that she didn't qualify.
We've come to the 21st century, and the Cherokee Nation is a tribe that, you know, has long been adopting other peoples into the nation to help the nation grow and stay strong.
Van gained her citizenship in 2006, along with a few thousand other freedmen. Then, in 2007, Cherokee Nation voters approved a constitutional amendment, inserting the controversial language into the tribe's constitution. Thousands of other freedmen waiting to get their citizenship were effectively denied until 2017, when Van and others prevailed against the tribal nation in federal court. Cherokee freedmen were allowed citizenship, but the by blood language remained on the books.
To the extent that there was any ambiguity before, it makes it extremely clear that, you know, there are only one kind of Cherokee, and that's a Cherokee citizen.
That's Cherokee Nation's Attorney General Sarah Hill. She asked the Supreme Court for a hearing to remove the language last month. She said Cherokees are wrestling with their own history and that this decision recognized the promises made on both sides to honor the treaty they signed in 1866.
And those promises were made directly to the Cherokee freedmen and their descendants. And the nation has an obligation to honor that.
Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr., Cherokee Nation's leader, also wants to make good on promises made. 2 weeks before the ruling, he issued a statement saying that Cherokee citizens must be equal under the law, regardless of descendancy, and have the right to hold public office. But not everyone is happy about this decision, and it's not because they don't support the Cherokee freedmen, although there is some anti-Black racism that exists in the tribal nation. Charlie Barnowski is a 32-year-old mother of three and a Cherokee citizen. She says leadership in the Cherokee Nation disrespected the process when they removed the words by blood from the Constitution.
The Constitution states that we as the people, we as the Cherokee people, are the ones that have the power to change the Constitution, whether that be by a vote of the people or by a constitutional convention.
Barnowski supports the freedmen, but she thinks what leadership did was illegal. Still, the ruling is a major civil rights win for the tribal nation, said University of Oklahoma law professor Taiyawagi Helton.
The court makes an incredibly powerful statement, rejecting a relic of a painful and ugly racial past that the court compares to Jim Crow laws in southern states.
The question that remains is whether or not leaders of the other four tribes who have treaty obligations to descendants of freedmen will look at this decision and grant citizenship to them. That's the Seminole Nation, the Choctaw Nation, Muscogee Creek Nation, and the Chickasaw Nation. For now, Van, who has always claimed and known her Cherokee heritage, says she's looking forward to running for a seat on the Tribal Council.
We'll just continue to try to outreach to the people in hope that sufficient people will believe that I've earned the right to represent them.
It's not clear whether there will be a challenge to last week's ruling, but for now at least, the Cherokee Nation is clear that it wants to move on from this painful part of their history. For The World, I'm Allison Herrera.